fighting for America.
The word is now that the Attorney General will resign today, and that he has served our country very, very well.
Wow.
The Attorney General will be submitting his resignation to the President.
Fighting for Idaho.
I don't know for sure who we're arming. I'm not sure that a year or 2 years from now, those weapons won't be turned on us. I'm very uncomfortable with what's going on there.
Fighting for you.
Good morning, Kevin. I just admire you to no end. You keep doing the right things. Having you out there and promoting the things that you promote is sure a blessing.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning.
Stay on top and stay strong.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. As we always love America. Joe Messina joining us from TheRealSide.com. Joe, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Good to have you with us. Now, you love America, and you're always making sure that you're looking out for things and for all of us here at TheRealSide.com. So let's talk a little bit about your pledge to defend the Pledge of Allegiance. Is it under fire?
Oh, it's not only is it under fire, but think about anything that seems like patriotic recently is under fire. It's amazing to me, you know, I talk about the loons on the left all the time that come out, and if you even hint at the fact that you're patriotic in any way, if you hint at the fact that that you love this country, that you're willing to defend this country at any level, I mean, not even to the point of, you know, our sacred military that go out and fight for our freedoms, but even sitting here talking positively, you see what's going on with those kids in Colorado, where they, you know, the school board wants to interject a positive message about America, and we've got students and teachers screaming that we can't do that. We have to talk about the negatives about this country, how bad this country is, what it's the terrible things it's done in its history, because no other country's done anything wrong at all.
Well, you know, and you mentioned this, the PC police, and it seems as if our friends at CBS Sports are some of the big culprits.
Well, you know, what I thought was funny about all this, too, is it's political, right? The Pledge of Allegiance is now political, according to CBS and a few others. Does that mean that the pledge is either Republican or Democrat or decline to state or Green Party? Is that what they're saying? I mean, come on, a little girl who – and we all love it when we see little kids be patriotic and understand. You know, she can recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and Grandpa is going to pay for an ad about – how much more American is a rodeo? I mean, it's great, right? You got mother apple pie in a rodeo, as far as I'm concerned. And so the little girl gets an opportunity to do an ad, and Grandpa's all proud about it. And CBS says, no, we can't be doing that because that's too political. And I don't know about you, but when I first heard about this, I said, okay, so the religious loons are going crazy again because they don't want to hear the words under God. You know, or they have a problem with the fact that, you know, maybe it's going to take too long and take something away from the game. But the bottom line with it was the only thing they could come up with is that it was too political, and they won't even respond to it.
It just seems strange to me that we have these institutions led by CBS, that decadent, deplorable liberal institution, turning on our great American institutions. And if we don't stand for the pledge, if we don't recite it, what are we going to stand up for?
Well, here's what bothers me. I'm going to make a whole bunch of football people crazy, but what's more important to you, sports or our pledge or our Americanism or our patriotism? Because the bottom line with it is I think CBS understands that it would take a lot to turn off a football fan. It would take a lot to keep a fan or you know, away from watching that game on CBS. And I think if 10% of those fans turned off and said, look, I don't like what you did, run the ad or else we're not watching your football games anymore. We're not watching your – you know, when you carry hockey or baseball, whatever it is, I think you'd get them to turn around. You definitely would get them to think about what they're doing.
Well, I agree. It's just getting people to get out of their comfort zone, and too many people, Joe, are like this.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
That's perfect. Well, I don't know if you've ever seen some of those clips where, especially in California, it scares me to no end, where they do the interviews at the beach, and they talk about the 4th of July, you know, and certain holidays throughout the whole year. And these people don't know what they are. To them, it's beer and barbecue day again.
Right.
It's, you know, it's another day they get time and a half off if you work for the government, and they get paid for not showing up at work, and it's great. It's a wonderful holiday for them. But there's no real understanding to the lives that were given, the sacrifices that were made for them to have that day off, what Independence Day really is.
Well, and unfortunately, we have an enemy led by ISIS and Al-Qaeda and the Taliban that look at us as weak, that look at what happened at the White House as another opportunity, and that look at us and say that we're soft, and if we're not even going to stand for what – it's as if the libs have decided to make being an American, reciting the pledge, an embarrassment instead of a source of pride.
Well, now, let's be honest about it. The libs don't want us to – American exceptionalism should not stand. They want to put that in the same category as any kind of swear word or swear phrase. I mean, if you think about it, I really believe that Mr. Obama wants us to become equal with third world nations. I really believe that he wants to – bring us down to that level to where he sees equality as all of us playing at the same level. He is not understanding. He still doesn't understand, after seeing what's going on in the Middle East, that it's America's strength. It's American exceptionalism that keeps peace around the world. Whether we're there or not, it's kept peace around the world for years. I mean, Putin, there's no way under a Ronald Reagan or even a Bill Clinton, I think, that Putin would do what he's doing over there now, right now, if either one of those were in charge or somebody with that kind of character was our president.
Well, it's almost like he wants to redo that song, I'd Like to Buy the World a Coke.
Yeah, I know. Big kumbaya moment, right? I don't, you know what? Again, it's that far left progressive thought process that, hey, listen, if we disarm all our nukes, then the world will see that we truly want peace. We don't want to be the big bad bully. And then they'll disarm their nukes, and then we'll all live in one real, you know, little happy globe. And it doesn't work that way. It has never worked that way. And you can just take it down to the rudimentary level of, you've seen it happen across the world when countries take the arms away from their, people who live in those countries. Look what happens. You talk about it, it's even worse than just a simple dictatorship.
Joe Messina with us, TheRealSide.com. Kevin Miller here at 580KIDO. Recently, you've written about what's going on at the 9/11 Museum concerning the American flag. Could you give us the details?
Yeah, and it's not just the flag. It's the if you recall, one of the things that happened there was that there was a cross, a non-man-made. There was a cross at the bottom of the rubble. And whether you were a Jew, a Christian, an atheist, or what have you, for the most part, people saw that as a sign of hope, which is what kept them digging, which is what kept them looking for survivors. And the museum came out, museum curator came out, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation came out against that, and they lost in court. And now the curator has come back out, and some of your listeners remember, there was a iconic picture of the firemen putting the American flag that was at the top of one of the buildings back up in the rubble so that it would wave while they were working as well. So you had that 9/11 cross, and then you had the flag, and somebody took a picture of that, and they wanted to put it up in the museum. The curator had decided that that was too American. Now let that sink in. You listeners have to think about that. Now, on American soil, on a museum paid for with American tax money, it's too American to have a flag of our firemen, our first responders, putting a symbol of freedom back up. It's just amazing. I mean, I was dumbfounded when I was reading this, and I read it twice because I'm saying, oh, no, I have to be misunderstanding this. This can't be true.
Where do you think this comes from, this anti-Americanism permeated in the media? We see it when they're talking about going after people of faith. Now it's of people that love America.
Well, you know, this has been happening for a long time. I think about 5 or 6 years ago, a buddy of mine turned me on to watching what was going on over at Boeing. Boeing had decided it was a multinational company that they couldn't take an allegiance onto anybody, any country in particular, because they were selling worldwide. So they stopped wearing the little American pins. The way they laid out the flags behind the CEO was a little different. And you see that happening with the libs all over the place. They want this globalism. We are a global country. We shouldn't have borders. We shouldn't really talk about how great America is, because that's just too much pride. People feel bad when you're prideful. When you say, I'm better than you or I'm stronger than you, people feel bad. And we don't want anybody to feel bad, right? But I think it comes back to, and think about it, we've heard for years and years now that when it comes to the 4th of July, it's a Republican holiday. because it's too patriotic. There's too much America going on. There's too much flag waving going on. And I think what's happened is that our young people, as we move through the generations, they don't know what it took to create this country. They don't know what it took to keep this country free and what it's going to take to maintain this country. And I think that's part of where you're losing it, because they see themselves as a global generation. Not really an American. I'm not an American. I'm just part of the human race. I want to do good for everybody.
Right. It's not Independence Day. It's July 4th, and here's a big sale.
Beer and barbecue day. Another reason to go party at the beach.
All right. What's the solution?
You know what? I was talking about this just the other day. You again, go back to what's going on in Colorado right now. Perfect example of our history being watered down. I read a poll recently that said 70% of our teachers are liberal. 70% of our high school teachers. Now, you got to think about that. Think about what they're teaching, what they're talking about. They got your kids every single day. What we need to do is encourage and start working on bringing back, you know, conservative values to school, to education, to the education system as a whole. That's going to take a lot of work. That's number one. Number two is, we've got to get some legislators that understand realities behind what American exceptionalism means, what it means to be patriotic. And I tell people all the time, remember that a congressman doesn't wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and decide to start running for Congress at 9. Right? He or she has run for school board, water board, city council, some kind of local office first. If they're not doing their job, why in God's creation do you send them to the Senate? Do you send them to Congress? Why do you do that? I mean, this has been beyond me when we send these
congressmen. Well, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you why.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
That's so true. That's probably the most truthful statement I've heard on the radio recently. They want somebody else to take care of it for them. Isn't that what you do sometimes? Some parents, when they drop their kids off at school, they're leaving the molding of that young child's brain to an education system that pushes, you know, progressive liberalism.
Joe, we appreciate it. We'll catch you. TheRealSide.com. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Joe Messina with us. Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up next, can you believe that one network is calling the Oklahoma beheading a case of workplace violence? Let's talk next. 580 KIDO, time for traffic.
The beheading that took place in Oklahoma is a reminder of how vulnerable we are.
Our government is doing us absolutely no justice. They lie to us in every single turn.
And if you work with any fanatical Islamic individuals, you better be packing.
Let's get it started.
Getting more done before sunrise than anyone. Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Good morning. Thank you for listening. K. Miller with you, 580 KIDO. Coming up, how secure do you feel here in Idaho? Our top national story is first reported here at 580 KIDO. A shooting in a high school in North Carolina has one student in the hospital, one in custody this morning. Witnesses heard three gunshots, and one student was shot and was hospitalized. The police there have confirmed one person in custody. We'll have more at the top of the hour with Fox News. Two other stories that I do want to get to, and this is available at 580KIDO.com, entitled Oklahoma Beheading, an issue of workplace violence. Let's take a listen.
I would be remiss not to bring up the story out of Oklahoma. It is a story that I read as a workplace violence story, but I want to play just a little bit of the sound from the press conference that followed a gentleman who beheaded a woman.
Now, did you notice this? And I point this out at 580KIDO.com in the blog. This is from MSNBC's Melissa Harris-Perry show. Now, we're talking about someone beheading someone at work, a man who had been in prison several times on drug charges and other charges, that changed his name to a fake one on Facebook with pictures of Osama bin Laden on his Facebook pages. Gee, for our friends who get censored by the Facebook, they allow pictures of Osama bin Laden, but you that speak of Christ, that speak of God, that speak of guns, that speak of conservatism, get punished by the Facebook? Where is that a rightful part of expression to have pictures of Osama bin Laden on your Facebook page? Oh, it's expression. Millie, you don't understand. Maybe I don't. Here's another one. Did you notice that Melissa Harris Perry calls the guy a gentleman?
Just a little bit of the sound from the press conference that followed a gentleman who beheaded.
A gentleman does not behead anyone. A gentleman opens the door for ladies. A gentleman calls someone sir or ma'am. A gentleman makes sure his nails are cleaned and manicured. A gentleman, this man is not. But you show just how out of whack these folks are. Instead of talking about the heinous crime that this killer committed, they're talking about, well, he's a Muslim. And you'll hear further on in this piece, just like we know it's wrong to equate white men with shootings, we can't accuse radical, fanatical Islamic folks with terrorism. So, at 580-5436, this man is not a gentleman. This man should be given the firing squad. If we give him 20 years until he's put painlessly to sleep, that doesn't send the message, does it? Let's take a listen.
A woman in the context of his having been fired, then he goes back to the plant. He stabs several people. One of the women, her head is severed.
But the idea to turn this into, and we're seeing right-wing media use this, continuing the narrative, look, Muslims are here in America. They're committing jihad. The man just converted last year. There was over 500 workplace killings last year.
Never let it be said that we don't give the benefit of the doubt to other folks here. A guy that beheaded a woman, stabbed others, and talked of doing a lot of bad things. By the way, what stopped him? The CEO of the company had a gun and shot him. Shot him. Oh, and the perp still isn't in prison. We're paying for his hospital recovery.
Yeah, we don't know about the religion of any of those murderers, but if someone is Muslim, it's got to be a terrorist.
Right, right. The idea that that is the relevant piece of...
Is he not a terrorist? Tom Munns, TomMunns.com at 580KIDO with Millie. Hello, Tom Munns.
I love you, K. Millie.
I love you in a heterosexually appropriate way.
That's right.
Got to have that disclaimer these days.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I was thinking about some things. I don't know how well I am at putting things together, but I was going to try.
Now, hold on. I'm going to actually critique you while you're doing this, and when you get too far, you're going to get this. You've been warned.
Well, I was hoping that you might be able to give me the gong, you know, like the old gong show.
Look, how about a bell?
Okay, that works. You know, we're looking at... We look at school shootings, and we look at the wars, and we look at the beheadings, and we look at the world looking like it's really going out of control, and we're all wondering what to do. And the guy on before was great. He mentioned something about globalism. Most of it, what I wanted to suggest was that people need to understand, at least from what I've been reading, or consider exactly what is going on here and why. And everything comes back to globalism.
Well, let's get back to the guy. Why, you know... What do you make of the folks at MSNBC calling him a gentleman and saying, well, because of his religion, he's getting a bad rap?
What we need to do is focus, in my best estimation, we need to focus on the big picture. We all know that media is corrupt. We know that media drives a political agenda to be able to make people believe a certain way. It's happened before time and time again. We need to just take a step back when we see these stories, and this is why you and I have been kind of going back and forth on the ISIS issue, because it's not the beheading. It's a tragedy, okay? I'll give you that. The problem is that these things are happening for a much greater reason, and it's all about an effort to be able to say, you know, like Vietnam. What happened in 1945, the United Nations was created. You know why? It was created because people were so horrified across the globe about what happened, we swore to God that we weren't ever going to do that again. So we submitted a bit of our sovereignty to be able to enter into the global union.
Oh!
So it's all related to the global, it's all related to the global agenda. And I just
don't
understand that. You're so mean to me, Kevin. Well, thanks for allowing me to speak anyway.
You know, next time you're going to get the yakety sacks.
But we need to, I'm just telling you, God, we got to look at the big picture here, guys. Let's not freak out and submit to fear about these little issues, as tragic as they are. They're all part of a bigger plan.
I'm just enjoying the music, Tom.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know I was still on, or I would have kept ranting, you know that. But I just wanted to be kind and respectful as much as possible.
God bless.
Well, have a great day, Idaho. Thanks, Dave, Millie.
Thanks. It was funny. I met a young man the other day, and he goes, hey, there's that guy on the radio. He goes, hi, Bob Ramsey. Bob Ramsey? Kevin Miller, 580 Audio.
Alex Jones, weekday evenings at 7. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Information. So, I mean, it may be that some ideology, right wing, left wing, is taking this, but I, you know, I, at that moment in that press conference, I don't think someone is like representing right wing ideology. They literally just believe, right? And yeah. I think this to me is the most, that there's a belief that at the core, this is something like, so I, he also probably had breakfast that morning, but we don't think any of those things are relevant, but we do think that his conversion, right. His jailhouse conversion, by the way, is what's relevant.
And that, I think, is the biggest problem, is that there should be a cultural paradigm shift in which it's not okay to create that linkage,
yes,
immediately.
Exactly.
We already know that it's not okay to equate all white men with school shootings. We can't do that. It's not okay.
Right.
And so we,
because it just doesn't even happen in anyone's mind. This doesn't,
yeah,
even occur.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we have gone on and on and on creating this linkage between Muslims and violence, and we need to have a counter narrative, yeah, and we don't. So what we need, and that's what we're trying to do.
Muslims are funny.
Muslims are funny. That's the new stereotype. Pass it around. Muslims are hilarious.
Muslims are hilarious. Now, why are they laughing? Jim and Star at 580 KIDO. By the way, since you dissed us at our domestic violence forum, I hope you join us October 17th at our party to celebrate 5 years of being employed. Hopefully I'll make it till then, number one. And number two, that we won the Marconi at Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road.
Yeah, I'll go to that. And they don't call you K Marconi for nothing, man. So, yeah, that's great. I'll definitely do my best to get there. And it's not like we haven't dined at Chick-fil-A together before, bro. So you're the guy that turned me on to Chick-fil-A. It's good stuff.
Well, we want to thank Brad and Amy for that. And, again, it's a party to celebrate the togetherness of the program. So what can we do for you today there, Timmy?
Oh, boy. Well, here's what – I'll let that slide. Here's what we can do is please, I'm asking the women of the Treasure Valley and I'm asking the women across the country – to rise up against, you know, the men aren't getting the job done, Kevin. We're not getting the job done about this fight against the Muslims and the fight against the Islamic extremists. We obviously can't make things happen. But when women want to make things happen, and when they want to put their foot down about something, whether it's a domestic abuser in their own home or one in their family or one in the neighborhood, they seem to get things done, and they have follow through.
Well,
so that's what
I'm with you, but I just don't understand, and I'm trying to have an open mind, but the laughing, the calling this creep a thug, saying white men in school shootings, it's not even partisan anymore. Why would you give someone who committed this horrible act, stabbing women, cutting somebody's head off, the benefit of the doubt?
You don't. And I just want to say this. If, you know, where are the glory all-reds of this world? Because nobody treats women worse than the Muslim community. Nobody. And they stone their women to death. They actually,
well,
do.
Not all of them.
Oh, well, what
how
other,
many
what other,
how many Muslims do we have in this country that stone their women?
Listen, Kevin, I know you're playing games with me, so I'll play along. When's the last time you heard of a group of Jews or Catholics or Christians or LDS stoning their women, or better yet, removing parts of their sexual organs so that sex is no longer enjoyable for them, or not letting them learn, or not letting them read? When have you heard that?
The same people that I have, that there are Muslims in America today in the Treasure Valley that obey our laws and worship freely and openly.
Well, great, and they need to go too. They need to get out of this valley, and they need to go somewhere where they're more accepted. Because
isn't America the land of religious freedom, whether you agree with it or not?
When your religion causes pain and destruction and senseless death, violent death, what could you imagine this lady getting her head cut off? I mean, there are so many other ways that you would choose to go. These people are violent. They're evil. And Kevin, we can't tolerate it. I'm asking that the phone call this morning was this. Would the women of the Treasure Valley please rise up and stop putting up, not even with 1% of this problem. Let's eradicate it, because it's going to get worse, Kevin. And it actually has me quite terrified for the women in our country. It really does.
Jim from Star, very emotional today. Thank you.
Over and out.
Over and out. 580-5436. But as we said, whether you agree with someone's religion or not, you can't lump everybody together. And this man is a horrific person. He needs to go. I'm saying no trial. It's time for the firing squad. We go to Linda in Emmett at 580-KIDO. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Kevin. I agree with you with the firing squad. This man doesn't deserve a trial. He doesn't deserve anything except taken out, put against a wall, and I don't know what kind of guns they use for firing squads these days, but an M80 ought to do it. Not an M80.
An M80?
An M80, well, that's a firecracker, and I missed.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we could
throw one of those. You ever throw one of those in the toilet, Linda?
No, but I had that. I had one of the guys that I was in junior high school with that did it, and he blew up the whole plumbing in the school.
Not good for him.
No. He was not a popular person in school for a while.
Not when you had to go to the bathroom, that's for sure.
Yeah. But, you know, this guy needs to be taken out. There should be no trial. There should be no nothing. And where in the Sam Hill do they get this as workplace violence? That's like when that psychologist went nuts down at Fort Hood.
Oh, Obama Major Nadal Hassan, yes.
Yeah, Obama named that as domestic violence, or not domestic violence, you can tell me where I had that, workplace violence. That wasn't workplace violence. That was a man who was pissed off because he was
Now watch your verbs. This is a family show.
I know. I will be careful, and I promise not to cuss on air.
Why we use the word for urinate as a term of being angry, I don't know.
I don't know either. I really
don't. I had to talk to Dave Burnett this morning about his language.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's pretty bad when an upstanding young lady like you and a man of distinction like Dave Burnett are getting language lessons from the grammatically challenged Kevin Miller.
I had that one going a long time before you were on the radio.
I didn't think that was that funny.
Here.
Yeah.
But you're going to have a party, huh?
That will be October 17th at the Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road, yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to figure out where Chick-fil-A is.
Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road, you can't miss it, and I hear you'll be dancing for us.
Who has been whispering secrets in your ear?
Jim from Star.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe I got to hook up with Jim from Star and get a ride in with Jim. But
there could be some magic there.
You never know.
I know you had eyes for Pat from Middleton. How did that work out?
Oh, now, come on. That never worked out to anything.
Well, he's a playboy.
Anyway, he was sitting right across the table from me. Where was I supposed to look other than meet you? And that I didn't mind. But Jim, or, you know, Pat from Middleton.
He can be quite intimidating. The ladies like him.
Well.
But there's only one Linda from Emmett.
That's true.
Yeah.
That thank God for the world for that one. The world couldn't take two of me, I don't think.
Well, you're quite a scamp from what I hear.
Yeah, I don't know. I can get that way sometimes.
Really?
I can, you know, cut loose and have a lot of fun but you know, giving my older years, I don't cut up as much as I used to.
I'm sorry, Sweet William has said I'm getting off track, so I have to let you go, dear.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 580-KIDO. It is 54 degrees. Phone numbers here, 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Coming up, an NFL player prays to Mecca and gets a 15-yard penalty. Your thoughts on that? And a couple other stories from the Kevin Miller Hot List available at 580kido.com. Here's my favorite. Surprise! Do we have anything with surprise? Do we have any sound effects with surprise? Let's see. That is not a surprise sound effect. Okay. It's official. America is the world's largest producer of petroleum. So why are our gas prices at record levels? Can you explain that to me next? 580-5436. Time for traffic at 580K.
We're back weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Secret Service Chief Julia Pearson will go before the House Oversight Committee to answer questions about what went wrong at the White House earlier this month when fence jumper Omar Gonzalez was able to make it deep inside the mansion. Some of the questions she may face: why didn't agents shoot Gonzalez? Why wasn't the door secured? And why didn't they release the dogs? The Secret Service originally said Gonzalez didn't get past the North Portico vestibule, but it was later reported he made it through the East Room before he was tackled outside the Green Room. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News Radio.
Kevin Miller, 580KIDO. So what's the latest? Let's hear from Representative Daryl Issa, the head of the House Oversight Committee that's laying the smackdown on the jabronis we used to call the Secret Service. Now, again, in fairness to the Secret Service agents that are housed directly across the street from us, keep up the great work. Please don't be involved in scandals, and I'm sure you're doing your job. But this is embarrassing. Do you know the requirements to get into the Secret Service? It's not just any slappy that works at Liberal Steve's security company can get in. There are uber requirements to get in. It's an honor to serve in the Secret Service. And yet,
the White House is supposed to be one of America's most secure facilities, and in fact, one of the world's most secure facilities. So how on earth did it happen?
Why did it happen? And look, this is bad.
An intruder walked in the front door of the White House, and that is unacceptable. Common sense tells us that there were a series of security failures, not an instance of praiseworthy restraint.
I'm here today to address the concern that we all share following the incident of September 19th at the White House. It's clear that our security plan was not properly executed. This is unacceptable, and I take full responsibility, and I will make sure that it does not happen again.
Yeah, and I'm very, I don't want to say hard on people, but look, when we're talking about the presidency of the White House, when we're talking about keeping the family safe, the imagery of the White House, people need to be fired. Julia Pearson, you're an embarrassment. You need to go. You need to be fired. And people are going to say, Kevin, that's cold. That's cut. You don't do your job, you're fired. I see people in this industry that I love, that you love, that are fired each and every day through no fault of their own. It's happened to me many times. Could happen again. You're just a number, buddy. We'll be seeing you. No one's sorrier than me, boss. No one worked harder than you, Kevin Miller. And then I see these folks that have the utmost responsibility, that are supposed to be our best, bravest, and brightest, allowing a man wielding a knife into the Oval Office? Maybe not the Oval Office this time.
Our goal today is also clear, to determine how this happened and make sure it never happens again. This is our watch.
You know, this is an embarrassment to each and every American that loves his country, that sits back and is proud of what we have. I'll tell you what's going on in my mind. What a great plot for a movie. What a great plot for a book. How damaging would the visual be where you would have a suicide bomber because of the laziness, the ineptness, the casualness of the people that are paid to protect the White House, to protect the president, to protect the first lady, to protect their children, to protect the people in our most sacred institution, allowing someone to go in there and blow it up. Gosh, I used to be afraid to say that. It's like a Tom Clancy novel, except the lack of security is going to give these terrorists, these thugs that fly planes into buildings, ideas, right? We have empowered our enemies by showing how lax it is. And I like Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch when he's talking about, well, you know, people just kind of, you know, they get tired. I don't care. There has to be uber accountability here. There has to be the utmost zero-sum game. We're talking lives. We're talking our most sacred institution. And we have people saying, it'll never happen again. Darn right it'll never happen again, because the incompetence that allowed people to hire prostitutes, that allowed people to lie on their pay forms, that allowed this to happen. Heck, you had a guy from Idaho shooting the White House and the dummies. Oh, there I go being offensive. The dummies didn't realize it until they saw the bullet holes that had to be pointed out to them several days later. Folks, who's running the ship? Can we blame this on President Bush? This is non-political. This is our very lives when we're talking about the White House, right? Quickly to traffic at 5 8. KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Don't forget, K Millie's Life Never Stops with You. Coming up October 17th, we'll be at Chick-fil-A for the Marconi celebration. You're invited. We will bring out the Marconi from the Miller Man Cave and a celebration of just being together for 5 years, right? That's something in these days. Also, check out the 580KIDO website. I'm sitting there blogging like a crazy man. Good topics. If you want to see that video of what we talked about today, that's there. The Oklahoma beheadings, workplace violence, and the Kevin Miller Hot List. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Emma.